Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, with third-level students due back on campuses in the coming week, the annual scramble for accommodation is well and truly underway, with some purpose-built student rooms charging €450 a week. Many students are having to commute. There are even some reports that adverts are offering bed sharing to students. Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking into all of this for us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So what's the situation like this year?
Well, I mean, there's always been this scramble, hasn't there? But by Christmas, I think in previous years, many students would get sorted. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. More and more students, as you said, are having to commute. Some are having to defer college places. And then some are having to accept totally unsuitable and often unaffordable options. There is a lot of criticism of purpose-built student accommodation and cost. One new site in Cork, for example, you'll pay just over €320 a week for their cheapest option. And then, as you said, €450 a week for their most expensive. It's a small studio. I mean, staggering prices. Separate to the high prices for some new developments, Mairead Farish, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, spokesperson on higher education. She has legislation that she's been working on, is going through the Dáil. It would give stronger rights to persons in digs. There's been a big focus on digs type accommodation. So that would essentially create a 7-day or a 5-day contract, for example. And she's hoping for cross-party support on that legislation. Now, she's also been told, as you referenced, about some home owners offering shared beds to students. This is some of what she told me.
Every year we see pressures on student housing, but the reality is that it's gotten a lot more difficult in the last number of years. We see that in Dublin, for example, Vulture Funds now own more purpose-built student accommodation than the universities themselves, and it's simply pricing students out of the market. And that has a really significant impact, both obviously on the student experience, but not just on the student experience. It has an impact on their academics as well, because if you have a case where students have to commute long distances or they have to do a lot more work outside of their college times because they're trying to pay for some kind of student accommodation, well, that's naturally going to have an impact as well.
You have a particular concern as well over shared, I mean, we've heard of shared accommodation, we've heard of shared rooms, but shared beds?
Yeah, so this is something that I came across this weekend. Of course, there's going to be a scramble, and for those who have just found out maybe that they're going into a particular college or university and they're really under pressure to find accommodation. And one young man came to me saying that he had gone to view a number of rooms, obviously, and one place that had said, you know, that there was, say, two to a room. In one room, it was two single beds, but in another then, at a lower cost, it was double bed. And like, that's really concerning, really, really concerning. And that should be sounding alarm bells at government level. And we need to see that investment in terms of student accommodation. But, you know, this is a symptom of the broader housing crisis. It affects every facet of society at the moment, but it also impacts on students. And, you know, what I want to do with highlighting this particular issue is that we have a conversation about this, that we make sure that we're talking to younger people and saying, like, this isn't normal, this isn't right, this isn't the way it should be. Because those students who might be under huge pressure and stress trying to find a place might end up going for something like that.
That is Sinn Féin's Mairead Farrell. Brian, you also spent a morning with one student union trying to help students.
Well, I was in UCC yesterday. A student union estimate in 2017 the average cost of a single bedroom was just under €400 per month. Now it's €592. So that's just under a 50% increase in a short enough period of time in 7 years. Now, I met their welfare officer, Lucretia Loomis-Mee, and we met just after nine yesterday. Already you could see on the screen emails were arriving from students desperate to find accommodation and for any kind of help the student union could give.
We're getting around 65 to 70 emails a day. A student here who's a foreign student who received a CAO offer from UCC that they'd love to accept. However, they've still not managed to find accommodation, and in the next week or so, if they don't find anything, they're going to have to deny their offer.
We know as well some students are having to go into hostels, having to take beds in shared accommodation blocks.
We'd hear students sharing rooms. That's something that is still fairly common. I had heard from other colleges in the country, other welfare officers who'd be dealing with the same kind of stuff, that there are people advertising shared beds one room, one double bed that you'd be sharing with a complete stranger. A lot of times they're paying 350, 400 euro, if not more, in the bigger cities, from what I've heard. It's an absolute nightmare. I heard about the students commuting from Sligo, from Donegal, down to Cork daily, or at least multiple times a week, and they're couch surfing. The digs issue as well is huge, because people will be couch surfing on the weekends if they're in a 5-day lease but they're an international student, or they'll be paying for hotels. We had one student last year. She was getting locked out of her accommodation at 10 p.m. every night. If she wasn't home, she'd get locked out, and the kitchen would get locked at 8 p.m. The access is severely, severely restricted.
Now, that was the UCC welfare officer outlining the volume of emails that they're getting daily. But on that issue of digs only being available on certain days of the week, the strict house rules. I saw this myself online, was having a look at some of the ads. Mm-hmm. You have to be gone on a Friday morning. You can't come back until Monday morning. And you've seen more of that online too, Brian.
This has been an issue that's been kind of creeping over the past few years, but you can really see it this year. And I suppose this year, government has really pushed digs type accommodation. Obviously, it works for some people, but it's not for everyone. And what we're seeing, as you said, is a lot more Sunday to Thursday, Monday to Friday type offers. I think you need to bear in mind here, the homeowner is getting tax relief of up to 14,000 euro a year. So the room, perhaps people are arguing, should be made available 24/7 if you're getting that full tax relief. And that's certainly what some student unions are asking for. I spoke with the University of Galway's Chloe Anderson. She's Student Union Vice President and Welfare and Equality Officer. This is some of what she told me.
Students are scrambling and they are not being able to find accommodation and even feel comfortable in settling into college because they are so stressed. There's different kinds of accommodation that is available, and with the digs that are 3 to 4 days a week, it's an option that could work for some, but it's definitely for the vast majority, both domestic and international students. It's not a feasible option, but sometimes it can be the only option at all. So then they have to find, it's somewhere that they just sleep rather than somewhere that they live, and they're not able to acclimatize into the environment that they're studying. They're not able to have that whole college experience.
What of the new student accommodation blocks that have come on stream? What's the story with them? Is price a factor?
The newest student accommodation that is being made is exponentially more expensive than the previous student accommodation that would have already existed. And as well with the off-campus purpose-built student accommodation, there are substantial rent hikes that in some cases are reversed, but in some cases simply aren't.
So what needs to happen?
Well, we understand, and digs are so, it's so important for if you have a room to rent out a room. Yeah, and then in terms of new legislation being brought in, protections for students going into digs, and as well, there needs to be some sort of talk about rental caps, because the amount of money that students are making and the amount of the amount that Susie is increasing by is simply, it's not cooperating with the amount that rent is increasing by.
Is this as bad as you've seen it in terms of the accommodation crisis?
I've lived in Galway a few years, and even compared to when I first moved here back in 2022 versus now, you can see it. I've seen rent for Monday to Friday accommodation up as far as 800 euro. And so it's going up on such an exponential rate that you can't imagine without any sort of preventative measures or without any rental caps that it would be slowing down anytime soon.
Right, that's Chloe Anderson. Now, the UCC Students' Union President is calling for more purpose-built accommodation, but Brian, it's a specific type that they're looking for.
Yeah, the Students' Union President, Kate Halpin-Hill, said what they want is accommodation that's affordable. It's not affordable at the moment, they feel, and they want publicly owned purpose-built accommodation. So they want to see stronger legislation in place. She wants purpose-built accommodation that would be benchmarked, for example, against student wages or against minimum wage. And she says as more and more students are commuting now, that this is becoming a real issue. Also, I was talking to some student societies and clubs yesterday. They're all hugely impacted now, Claire, because people are not staying on campus after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening if they're commuting. So they're not getting that full college experience, and the campus, the mood and the atmosphere on campus is changing a lot.
Yeah, it's just a very different experience. Now, I know you got in touch as well, didn't you, with the Department of Further and Higher Education?
I got quite a lengthy statement, but I suppose just to give you the main headlines, student accommodation strategy is in development from it. There is an expert multidisciplinary design team, and that's going to be to try to help develop and design some new purpose-built student accommodation. There was a 100 million euro capital investment, which was announced by Minister O'Donovan in April. So there are plans for new student builds there, new beds in UCD, DCU, and Maynooth, for example. And then just on the digs type accommodation, because I did put it to government, well, why are we giving homeowners full tax relief when maybe they're limiting access to a room for, say, 4 days a week or 5 days a week? And what they said was the minister recognises the need to safeguard our students in digs type accommodation. They said the Residential Tenancy Board protections don't apply to this type of accommodation because it needs to be more informal and flexible. But the department, they said, will continue to keep this matter under review. And actually, the number of digs beds has increased. They've told me there's an increase of some almost 1,900 beds on the numbers advertised at this time last year. They say there's been just over 700 purpose-built student accommodation beds delivered this year, and there's about just under 500 on-site and expected to be completed.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell, and the best of luck to everybody who's starting that big new chapter at third level, and I hope that you get those accommodation problems solved. I know it's not easy, but hopefully you will get there and be able to enjoy college life. Coming up next, the pressure to be perfect.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.